There was a man waiting in the emergency room, waiting to be seen. And after about 2 hours, he was so frustrated, he went up to the front desk, pounded on it, and looked at the nurse and said, "Do you know who I am? Do you know who I am?" And the woman said, "Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I didn't realize that's why you were here." She picks up the phone and says, "Can someone please connect me with the psychology department? We have a man down here who doesn't know who he is." And that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Garth Heckman, David Lyons. Thanks for listening. Appreciate it. Hey, continued conversations going out there with John, with Eric, with Tyler. Hey, Riley, new listener, thanks for checking in. Hey, we're brought to you by WellBuiltBody.com, gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock. It ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. WellBuiltBody.com. If you want to know about me, my life, the podcast, or birds, I have a huge interest in birds. There are black birds, white birds. No, just kidding. But if you want to reach out to me, you can do so at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Today, I want to talk to you about who you are. Now, look, right up front, I've kind of covered this topic before, and I'm sure many people have heard sermons or have read things online or seen a poster or something on a wall that talks about who we are in Christ. But the truth is, there's a difference between who we are in Christ and who we are in Christ. I digress. But anyway, it reminds me of a great joke at a very prestigious university. It's one of the final days of the exams, and this class is huge. It's like 500 plus students, and the professor hands out all the tests, hands out the pencils, and then says, "You must finish in exactly 2 hours. Well, when time is up, everyone brings their test up, except one young man who's like just writing away in the middle of this huge classroom, working. And the professor begins to get pretty irritated and he starts to threaten and finally says, "You can take your time, but I'm not going to take your test. I'm going to fail you regardless." Well, the kid just keeps writing. Finally, he brings his test up to the professor at the desk. And the professor, who's like really, I mean, honestly, very arrogant, very snide man, begins to chew this young kid out. He starts saying, "Do you know who I am? I've received the highest honors this university bestows. Do you know who I am? I have studied abroad at Cambridge. And apparently you truly have no idea who I am. I have 3 doctorates from Yale and Harvard and Princeton." To which the student just kind of shrugs and looks at him and says, "Do you know who I am?" And the professor kind of winces with this confusing grin and says, "No, I don't know who you are." And with that, the student picks up the huge pile of tests from the center, quickly throws his in between, sets the stack down and says, "Well, good luck and have a great day," and walks out. I mean, the point is everyone's trying to boast of who they are. Who are you? Who are me? Who am I? Do you want to know who I am? And the point is this: look, I have enough arrogant people in my life who want to prove who they are and what they know. But when it comes down to our walk with Christ, we often ask, "Do you know who you are in Christ?" But actually, it's not if you know who you are in Christ, it's if you know whose you are in Christ. And you go, "Garth, what do you mean, whose I am in Christ? It sounds like bad English, right?" Well, I can quote all of the scriptures of who I am in Christ. And guess what? I'll quote a few in just a second. But unless I know Christ and know whose I am, who I am has very little effect on me. It'd be like finding out that you're related to the great prince of Zanakwa and you get a plane ticket to go to the country of Zanakwa. You can look it up. It's fake. But you find out you're related to this prince and you do some research and it means a lot to you, but you know he's the richest man in the world and you can brag about that, but it means nothing until you go and see and experience his lifestyle. You see his riches, the esteem and awe that he's treated with, the power he has, all that and more. And then you realize when you're there, you're not only related to him, but he's your father. Now you know whose you are and not just who you are. So when we read verses like, "I am complete in him who is the head over all, rule and authority of every angelic and earthly power," I go, "Well, that's who I am." No, more than who you are, that's whose you are. And again, I'm alive with Christ. And that's awesome. I'm alive. What does it mean in the context unless I know who Christ is, unless I really truly have an intimacy? And that's the secret to so many of these verses. They're one thing when he's our Lord and Savior. They're another thing when we're intimate with our Lord and Savior, when we spend time with our Lord and Savior. Romans 8:2, I'm free from the law of sin and death. But when I know who freed me from the law of sin and death, that makes all the difference. Isaiah 54:14, I am far from oppression and will not live in fear. Again, great verse, but when I know who gives me the right to not live in fear, when I understand who's got my back, it makes all the difference in the world. I'll never forget years ago when my grandpa was still alive, he wanted to take me, my brother-in-law, and one of my friends out to lunch. And it seemed like a strange request, but we went out and he began to brag to everybody about, hey, don't mess with me. I brought my muscle. We're all very large. My brother-in-law is actually, at the time, was bigger than me, 6'6", 300 plus pounds, myself and my friend. And it was one thing to be related to my grandpa. My grandpa had us as his relatives, but to know who we are, to walk around with us, he loved to just revel in that. Can you revel not in just who you are, but can you revel knowing who God is and who you are in God? Again, the relationship is the key. Not just quoting verses like, I am holy and without blame before him in love, Ephesians 1:4. I have the mind of Christ, 1 Corinthians 2:16. I have the peace of God, Philippians 4:7. Those are all wonderful. But I could almost quote those about my father or my mother or my friend. But when I quote them about Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who I know and spend time with, makes all the difference in the world. So today, who are you? But more importantly, whose are you? Make sure you find out, spend time with whose he is so you know whose you are. Garth Ekman, David Alliance, keep slaying giants.